cannot feel faith and fear in your body at the exact same time. It is physically impossible. Not spiritually impossible, not metaphorically impossible, but like physically. Your nervous system can only run one program at a time, and faith and fear are opposite programs. One says, I am safe, I am held, I know how this ends, even though I can't see it yet. The other says, danger, I'm in danger, I have to protect myself. The worst thing is coming, I need to brace for it. Your body cannot broadcast both signals simultaneously. One of them is always running the show, and the other is just noise that you're choosing to listen to. So when you tell me you have faith, but you are still living anxious, you're still trying to control everything, still bracing for the worst, still unable to sleep because you're running every catastrophic scenario on a Zoom doom loop, I am going to tell you the truth. That isn't faith, babe. That is fear. Full stop. Fear. I don't even know. Fear pretending that it's trust and it's not. You do not get to have both at the same time. You have been told your whole life that faith and fear can coexist, that it is normal to believe God and still be terrified, that doubt and trust are just two sides of the same coin you carry around together. Yeah, I'm just gonna let you know today that's not true. Not in your body, not in your soul. Bitch, you are either running one or the other, and it's time to find out which one you actually have been using. Guys, welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast. I am Brandon Lynette. Today's a little better. I'm not hiding from the light. I actually got out. We just got back from the beach. So what I am fighting is I could just feel all the sand on my face right now. Can we talk about the commitment I have to you guys? Can we talk about that? Because, like I said, I literally just got home from the beach. This podcast is important. I don't want to do it at 10 o'clock at night. I didn't even change. I came straight in here with sand in my ass and on my face. So that's how much I love you guys and how much I want to get the show out. But at least I can record with the lights on today. So that's a big win. If you're new here, I am Brandon Lynette. I'm the Voice Authority podcast coach, and your mess is your message. Your potential is your purpose. And really, I'm here to help you get the fuck over yourself and go build it. And I think a lot of you guys, I'm thinking about this today. There's so many things I wanted to talk about on the show today, but I think this one is really important because I think a lot of Christians have made peace with living in fear. And they just call it humility or call it being realistic or call it just being honest about how hard life is. And I get it because life is hard. I'm not telling you to pretend it's not. I'm the first to tell you I'm in the arena getting my ass kicked every single day. That's part of the human experience. But I am telling you that the place you process the hard from matters more than almost anything else in your life. And right now, you're processing it from fear and then you're slapping Bible verses on top of it so it feels acceptable. You know how many times do not be afraid, do not fear is written in the Bible? It is not just a little suggestion. It is a command. So let's separate these two things completely, faith and fear. Let's figure out which one is actually running in your body. Obviously, we're going to talk about Super Patch today. And what is Let's talk about peace. Let's talk about peace today because the nervous system that's been running for years needs a real physical felt experience of what peace is actually is before it can recognize the difference. And Peace Patch is going to support stress relief and the calm and your body just actually remembering what it feels like to settle down. This is drug-free, made in the United States of America. This is vibrotactile technology working directly through your nervous system. I have a link in the show notes. I have become somewhat of a brain nerd, even considered like actually going back to school so that people would take me serious. But then I'm like, I don't really need anybody. If you're going to listen to what I say, that's cool. And if you're not going to listen because I'm not a doctor, that's cool too. But I am a effing brain nerd. All right. So if you have questions about how this actually works, I'm happy to have the conversation to explain it to you, explain what neuroplasticity is, explain what communication is, and how our senses actually can communicate with just this like braille for your brain. Anyway, show notes, babe. and my website, brandonlynette.com. You guys can reach out to me there. So somewhere along the way, I feel like, people started watering down. Christianity got a little watered down because we want everyone to be comfortable sharing this idea that it's okay to have faith and still be afraid. And I understand why the message exists because nobody wants to shame someone who's genuinely struggling, right? Nobody wants to tell a grieving mother or a man who just lost his job or a woman waiting on test results that their fear is unacceptable. But here's what really got lost in trying to be gentle. Like when we go to coddle society, we're messing up because we stop telling people the truth. And that truth is fear and faith are not two emotions sitting comfortably next to each other in your chest. They're competing operating systems. And the moment you let fear run the show, even while you're saying faith-filled words out loud, your body knows which one is actually in charge. You can say, "I trust God with my whole heart," while your shoulders are up around your ears, your jaw's clenched, your stomach's in knots, and you have knots up through the night in 3 weeks because you're running every possible bad outcome on repeat. That is not faith with a little sprinkle of fear. That is fear. And it's your brain will fool you, society will fool you and make it sound like it's just spiritual. And I'm not telling you this to shame you. I am telling you because as long as you believe that faith and fear can coexist, you will never actually do the shit. You'll never do the work of figuring out which one is really driving the bus? You'll keep calling your anxiety discernment. You'll keep calling your control issue stewardship. You'll keep calling your inability to rest spiritual warfare instead of what it actually is, which is a fucking nervous system that's never been taught the difference between the two states. And what's happening in your body, the physiology of this, okay? Because this is not just a theological argument, okay? This conversation, this is measurable, real, and it's happening inside of you right now. Your autonomic nervous system has two primary states relevant to this conversation. Okay, you've got the sympathetic state. You guys, that is your fight, flight, freeze. And then the parasympathetic state, often called the rest and digest, or what I would call like the faith state, the state of safety and trust. And so these two systems are designed to be mutually exclusive in their dominant expression. When your sympathetic nervous system is activated, your fight, flight, all of that, your body is flooding with cortisol and adrenaline. Flooding. Your heart rate is increased. Your muscles are tense. Your digestion comes to a stop. Your breathing gets really shallow and then high in your chest. Your entire physical system organizes around a simple message: danger, protect yourself. I mean, your body just covers this. It's wild. When your parasympathetic system is dominant, the opposite's happening. Your heart rate settles, digestion is functioning normally, muscles release the tension, your breathing drops down into your belly like very slow, very full. Your body organizes around a completely different message, and it's saying, I am safe. I do not have to fight for my life right now. And those two states cannot be fully active at the same time. The body has to choose. It's constantly choosing moment to moment based on the signals it's receiving, and many of which come directly from your thoughts. Your brain, you guys, you know this by now. If you've been here for a while, your brain does not distinguish between an actual physical threat and a repeated anxious thought about a future catastrophe. Either one triggers the same physiological response, which means every single time you're running that worst case scenario in your head, your body responds as if that scenario is currently happening. You're not just thinking fearful thoughts, you're physically living inside a fear state repeatedly by choice while telling yourself, everyone around you, that, oh, don't worry, I trust God completely. Faith, you guys, the real embodied kind, is not a feeling you manufacture once and then carry around intact forever. It is a practice regulation of your nervous system towards safety and trust, and it's repeated so consistently that it becomes the default state that your body returns to. That is not less spiritual because it has a physiological mechanism. That is how God built you. The peace that passes understanding is not just a poetic phrase. It is a literal description of your parasympathetic nervous system settling into trust, even when your circumstances have not resolved and your logical mind cannot fully explain, like, why am I at peace? The world is on fire. Why am I at peace? And then neuroplasticity applies here exactly the way it applies everywhere else, babe. The nervous system pathway that you have practiced the most becomes the one your body defaults to automatically. If you have spent years practicing the fear pathway, if you catastrophize every, can I talk today? If you're trying to control, if you're bracing yourself, if you're replaying the worst case scenario over and over, the pathway is strong and fast and automatic. And then the faith pathway, if you have not practiced it nearly as much, it's going to be weaker, it's going to be slower, and it's actually going to require more of a conscious effort to access. That is not a moral failing. It's just simply which pathway has more reps. But the good news is the same mechanism that built the fear pathway can build the faith pathway. It just requires you to practice it on purpose repeatedly, the same way you accidentally practiced fear all this time without even meaning to. If you guys think about two radio stations broadcasting on the same frequency, only one can come through clearly at any given moment. When station fear is putting out a broadcast, you hear static and warnings and worst case scenarios layered over everything. When station faith is broadcasting, you hear something steady underneath, not even loud, not dramatic, but you just hear this clear and consistent sound. You do not go to listen to both stations at full volume at the same time. You can flip back and forth quickly enough that it feels like you're hearing both, but at any given instant, only one station actually has the airwaves. And the question is not which station exists in your life, because both exist. The question is which one you have your dial turned to most of the time, and which one you've practiced turning into so often that your hand finds the station automatically without even having to think about turning the dial. Most of you have spent years with your dial parked on the fear station out of habit, not because you chose it consciously, but because nobody ever taught you, babe, there's another station. Or because the fear station was just a lot louder and maybe easier to find in the moment of crisis. But you have the power to change a station. The faith station has been broadcasting the entire time. It just requires you to actually turn the fucking dial on purpose, especially in the moments where fear is blasting loud enough that you forget faith is even an option. Turn the fucking dial right now. Mid-episode, just try it. And I can't pretend that the world around you is neutral in this because it's not. What does the news and media do? They run almost entirely on the fear frequency. Why? Because fear keeps you watching. What is that cortisol doing to your body? Just go Google cortisol poisoning. A calm, accurate, proportionate report on the actual state of the world doesn't generate the same engagement as a constant stream of crisis framing. You have been marinating in manufactured bullshit urgency for years, and your nervous system has adapted to treat that level of activation as normal. Calm starts to feel suspicious, like, oh shit, like you're missing something because you've been trained to associate safety with being naive. And the wellness and supplement industry, oh, babe, they profit enormously from anxiety that never resolves. An entire market exists around managing symptoms of a dysregulated nervous system without ever addressing an actual practice required to regulate it. Calm in a bottle? That's going to sell. Teaching you to actually build the faith pathway through consistent practice does not generate repeat customers the way a product you have to keep buying does. That really, I mean, it pisses me off. It pisses me off. Because what, it's not sexy enough, it's not marketable, but it's the fucking truth. And I've fallen for all these marketing scams like my whole life. And I'm in the era of like, let's just get to the fucking truth of what it takes. The very unsexy practice of doing the things, that's what works. That's it. Even churches profit from having people in a posture of fear toward God himself. The fear of not being good enough, fear of judgment, fear of God's love is conditional on performance. Like, it's all just let's keep the people compliant. Let's keep people showing up. Let's make sure they're giving out of obligation rather than a genuine relationship. A person who's actually settled into faith, into real trust, into the security of knowing that they are held regardless of performance. That's a much harder person to control through guilt than a person who's still scared that they haven't done enough. Very simple, babe. Very simple. On the day of judgment, when God is like, "Why are you here?" And we say, because of him, because of the one who came and lived and died for us and rose again. That's how we get to be here. It's that simple. It's not going to be, well, because I did those podcasts. I did that podcast right off the beach. I did a podcast when I had a headache. I felt really bad when I couldn't show up when I was, not in front of a computer. It's none of that. We're worthy because of him already. Doesn't that take some pressure off of you? Nothing. No one in the world is going to benefit from you finding the faith station and staying tuned in. And that's exactly why you have to go find that shit on purpose right now. Right now. You guys, I thought my whole life I was a Christian. I had faith. And I would have told you without hesitation that I had strong faith. I prayed. I believed the scripture. I would have said all the right words if you asked me directly whether I trusted God. I would have said it. And underneath all of that, my body's a wreck. I was trying to control everything. I was literally poisoning myself. Cortisol poisoning. I'm serious about looking that up. See everything that can happen right now. And I'm telling you, your answer is not another product, not another prescription, not another pill, not another wellness thing. I was controlling everything I possibly could control because the things I could not control terrified me. I was not sleeping well. I was running every bullshit scenario in my head constantly, preparing for outcomes that hadn't happened and might never happen. I genuinely believe this is just what having faith while being responsible adult look like. Trust God, but stay prepared, right? Stay prepared. If we stay ready, we don't have to get ready. What I did not understand yet was that the staying prepared for everything just in case was fear. It was not wisdom. It was not stewardship. I was scared. Fear. Doing an excellent job, of making it look like it was just diligence. And little things started to happen. Like God would show me these people that I could admire their Christianity, their relationship with God, and they were always scared. They're always afraid. So I wouldn't say it was a dramatic moment where the switch flipped for me. It's very small. And a little more honest, I would see these people, and one day I catch myself mid-spiral. I start to physically notice that my chest was tight and my breath was shallow, and I'm simultaneously just praying out loud about trusting God's timing. And then I just got this download. I had to be honest with myself. My body was not agreeing with my words. My mouth was, it was saying faith, my nervous system screaming fear. And I had to choose which one I was actually going to believe was telling the truth about where I was. So that's it. I started practicing the faith station on purpose. And it's not by pretending the scary shit wasn't scary, but deliberately, repeatedly, I just kept choosing to settle my body even, into trust, even when my circumstances hadn't changed. It took practice. I would be lying if I said it didn't still take practice. Now I know this is data. When I start to get super anxious, I'm like, all right, God, what am I trying to control in this moment? What is the lesson here? What are you trying to tell me that I'm moving too fast to hear? And then I trust him. I trust him. I tend to start thinking, a couple days ahead and it has come on. This is the thing though. The dial is so much easier to move now than it used to be because I'm building the pathway through the repetition, the same way I accidentally built the fear pathway through years of unconscious practice. Your words can say faith while your body says fear. You just have to really check which one is true. And I've gotten to have so many incredible conversations, you guys. So many stories. There's this lady that I'm thinking about right now that I got to interview, and she believed that she really had that deep faith because she never stopped praying and never stopped reading her Bible. We're just talking about how she really grew her spiritual relationship with Christ. We kind of related on the process of, I've always believed in him, but I didn't dive into the word. I wasn't using the scripture. So we had this great conversation. It wasn't even the point of our show, and we went out here. But by every external measure, if you met this woman, you'd be like, wow, she's a woman of faith. And she said, her doctor, completely unrelated to anything spiritual, told her that her body was in a chronic state of high cortisol that was damaging her health, and asked her, you know, what in her, I don't think it was a doctor, I think it was her health coach or something like that, asking her what was keeping her in a constant state of fight or flight. And so she's sitting there, she realizes that she couldn't think of a place in her life where she really felt safe. Not one single place in her life where she felt safe in that moment. Despite all of the spiritual practices, her nervous system had been running fear uninterrupted forever. And that was the first time she actually was aware of those two things being separated. Spiritual practice was not the same thing as a nervous system regulation. She could pray fervently and still be physically marinating in fear the entire time. Because nobody ever teaches us that faith requires an actual practice shift in our bodies, not just in words, not in religious behaviors. So she starts doing both, the spiritual practice and the practice of regulating her nervous system towards safety. And she told me the difference in her actual life experience of faith was not even comparable to what she had before. She thought she had faith the whole time. She actually had fear with just this excellent religious habit layered on top of it. What does your body actually believe under everything your mouth has been saying? What does it believe? We've got, you guys, we have disciples. They're out on a boat. I know you guys know this story. A storm comes up so violent, the boat is being swamped, and Jesus is asleep in the back of it. He's just crashed. They wake him up, terrified, and ask him if he even cares that they're about to die. So he gets up, he rebukes the wind, and says to the sea, "Peace, be still." And it does immediately. And then he turns to the disciples and asks them a question that I think is the entire point of my show today. Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith? Now, notice what he doesn't say. He does not say your fear was reasonable given the circumstance. I get why you're afraid. He didn't say that. So let's process that together before we talk about faith. He does not validate the fear. He does not validate the fear as an acceptable companion to belief. He directly called their asses out and said, "Why is the fear there at all? Given who was in the boat with him, they are in proximity, they are with Christ." And he's like, "What the hell? The storm was real, the wind was real. The water coming over the sides of the boat was genuinely physically dangerous." Jesus does not deny any of that. He didn't say any of that. What he confronts is not the reality of the storm, but the disciples' decision to let the storm dictate the state of their nervous system instead of letting his presence dictate it. He was in the boat the entire time, asleep, which is its own statement about how much danger he actually perceived them to be in. He knew they were safe, and they're still operating from a state of total panic. You have Jesus in the boat with you right now. And I get it. We're all in the storm. I call it the arena. We'll call it a storm for this episode. Whatever storm you're currently in, the storm is kicking all of our asses. And it might be completely real. I'm not telling you to pretend it's not happening. I'm asking you the same question he asked them. Why are you so afraid? What is in that boat with you that you have forgotten is there? Choosing faith over fear, it does not mean pretending the storm is not happening or forcing a smile when your circumstances are genuinely hard. It means noticing which station your dial is actually turned to and then deliberately, repeatedly turning it back to faith every single time you catch it drifting to fear. Faith over fear looks like checking your body, not just your words. Your words are full of shit. When you say you trust God, saying that is not enough. Notice your shoulders, your jaw, your breath. If your mouth says faith and your body says fear, believe your body first because that's where your truth actually lives. And start the practice of bringing your body back into agreement with your words. This looks like catching that catastrophic thought loop the moment it starts and physically interrupting it. That's it. Like, just stop. Sometimes I've had to scream in my head, like, stop. And I slow my breath, I drop my shoulders. Sometimes I put my tongue at the roof of my mouth. I remind my nervous system on purpose that whatever I'm imagining has not actually happened yet. And even if it does, I am not alone. Everything always works out for me. You guys, everything always works out for me. And if you can adopt that same mantra, you will be shocked. Everything works out for me because of him. Faith instead of fear looks like building that pathway through the repetition of the same deliberate way you would do any other skill. And that's a tough work, right? I can't sell this podcast because everybody wants a shortcut. They're like, oh, you want me to practice? That's so annoying. I'll wait till I can snap my fingers and it happens overnight. It doesn't. Stop waiting for faith to arrive as a feeling. You have to practice the posture of trust physically, daily, until your nervous system starts defaulting there the way it currently defaults to fear. That's how it works. Faith instead of fear looks like remembering who is in the boat with you, especially in the exact moment the storm feels like it's going to take you under. So just today, notice one moment where your words say faith and your body says fear. I just want you to notice it. I'm not, you don't need to try to fix it. I just want you to notice it, and I want you to say it out loud, like, this is the gap I'm living in right now. And then this week, I want you to practice the physical interrupt every time you catch the fear station running its tune. Slow your breath, drop your shoulders, say out loud, peace, be still, and mean it as a command to your own nervous system. Not a suggestion like, hey, can we try peace? No, it's peace. Be still. This is not just a little Bible verse you're quoting. Please remember who is in the boat. Every single time the storm gets loud, before you let your body decide which station is tuned to, remember that you're not actually facing it alone, even when it feels that way. We're all about being better today than yesterday, and better tomorrow than today. You know that's our human assignment. Let's do this. You cannot feel faith and fear in your body at the exact same time. One of them's been running the show, and it's time to find out honestly which one it's been. I'm not asking you. Again, I'm not asking you to pretend the storms aren't real. Bitch, we are getting our asses kicked in the arena. I've got the bruises from last week and the week before, the past 6 weeks. I feel like I'm barely able to breathe right now because, like, the waves just kept coming over the boat and smacking me in the face. I knew I'd be all right. Brace yourself. You're going to be okay. Calm down. The wind is real. The water's going to keep slapping you in the face over the boat. That shit is real. I'm in it with you, babe. What I'm asking you is whether you're going to let the storm dictate your nervous system or whether you're finally going to remember who has been in the boat with you this entire time, asleep, unafraid, completely unbothered by the same waves that have you in a fucking chokehold. Y'all, we made this incredible deal with God when we chose this human experience. We knew the storms were coming, but we also knew we could remember who the hell we are in Christ and in the exact middle of them, not after the storm passes, not once everything calms down, where we're like, wow, God's amazing. In it, right there in the wind with the water coming over the sides. Every time you're trying to catch your breath because you just have to get over that wave. Turn the dial on the station. Faith is broadcasting right now. It's been there the whole time. It's been there the whole time. Also, I would love to work with you. I know a lot of people want to start a podcast. I know a lot of people have an idea, and a lot of people can listen to me and have the thought the entire time I'm talking, like, if this bitch can have a podcast, I can run that shit. Okay, yeah. I guarantee there's a lot of people that could do better than me, but they don't know how to start. Very cool thing with me. I will help you start your podcast for free. Literally, give you some simple steps. But there's a lot of ways to work with me. Maybe you have a podcast that doesn't have the traction. You're struggling with your message. I have an incredible training. It's like almost a 3 hour training for $47, you guys. I mean, that's cheaper than going to the drive-thru at McDonald's, with a family of three. Literally, you can. Get this incredible thing, and it's going to give you all of your topics for the first 10 episodes and probably for the next 10 years. I really poured my heart and soul into that, but I also do a lot of one-on-one coaching. So you guys, make sure you go to brandonlinette.com, see what's going to be a better fit for you. And then let's just keep this simple. I want you to be better today than yesterday and better tomorrow than today, okay? And then command in your life right now, peace, be still.